All right, welcome guys to, I guess, episode 11 or episode 1 of season 2. We don't know yet. We got myself, KP. We got also Matt Z on today's podcast. Evan is still missing in action, but, you know, he'll be back soon and shortly for, you know, all the people asking questions about him. Just bug him, message him to get him on the podcast, and hopefully he'll listen to you guys. But yeah, for this one, we just wanted to, you know, keep it short and sweet and, you know, thank everyone who's been watching so far and supporting the content. We've been getting a lot of feedback, much more than we anticipated when we first started this. We kind of, you know, just started this on a whim, no real preparation. And, you know, we've been enjoying recording these and putting out the content so far. And hopefully this is, you know, just the first 10 of many, right? We want to get to 100, right? And what's your take on him, Azzy? What you liking so far? What you're not liking?
I don't know if I have a favorite episode. I like each episode a little bit differently, to be honest. Everyone had a little bit of value to me because I learned something new. I think that's the most fun I had, to be honest, is I learned something new every single time. And I liked how we, for me, one of the cool things is a lot of people's bucket list right now is to do a podcast. And we did that without even realizing that a lot of people would be thinking about doing a podcast, and that we went out ahead and did it. And I think it's been fun so far. But even like recapping it, like the first episode, we weren't really sure what we're doing. we kind of sat in the room. We're like, hey, you know, and it was, I think, middle of COVID. And
we're like, had some technical difficulties with that.
we had two cameras. Only one ended up working. We went live with it. It was interesting. Yeah. You know, it was great to hear Evan's perspective of how does one get started into this industry. Yourself, how does one get started in the industry? You know, some funny feedback. So I was sitting down with one of my former bosses, and he goes, "Oh, I appreciate the shout out you had in that first episode." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "You mentioned me and, you know, the stuff that I did." And I was like, "Oh, really?" He's like, "I'm like, you watched?" He goes, "Yeah, of course I watched." I was like, "Someone mentioned to watch that specific part." I was like, "Oh, yeah." So it's nice to have that feedback from people. You know, another one was when Paula joined, had the sales call. I had a lot of people go, "Hey, you know, when can I be on the next sales one?" That was pretty neat. Yeah, there's a lot of great ones. One of the most interesting ones, I think a lot of people, well, maybe, you know what, go through the statistics. Like, what was the most popular one based off the viewers, KP?
The most popular ones on higher up, I say top three, was a lot of people like the vlog style one we did. Kind of out on the road. The Paula's one was another one on sales. That was one up there. And the one where we talked to, what's it called? CH Recruiting. CS Recruiting.
Yeah.
About recruitment and headhunting and stuff, that actually caught a lot of traction. And thanks to them for sharing the content. I'm pretty sure that helped with it. I say, yeah, those are the ones that are up there in terms of viewership and likes and whatnot. But, you know, I was thinking about that the other day in terms of, you know, for us, we're kind of like getting excited about like this many views and this many, you know, likes and stuff. But kind of going back to what Gary Vee said is like, when you're first starting off, don't get too much bogged down by that sort of stuff, because then that's what you start basing off, you know, your emotions and, you know, if you're going to make an next episode or not, right? Because let's just say the last thing we posted might only get 10 views, and that might, you know, discourage us from putting out our next piece of content, right? So we shouldn't ingrain ourselves too much into the likes and stuff like that, right? Which I think is, it's a good tip, right? Because, you know, our next video could be, you know, one of our best pieces ever, but we just decide never to record it, right? Because we're like, let's stop doing this because, like, it's, we're only getting 10 views, right? But those 10 views could be, you know, that those 10 views, this video could mean a lot to them, or this could be the inspiration to someone else watching, right?
Yeah, that's a great call out too. I think it made me laugh because you think about that, the vlog one was one of the popular ones, and it was actually one of the more fun ones that I think when we recorded it, we had, and people don't realize it because they only saw what they saw, but beforehand we're all very excited. We're like, this is going to be easy. Yeah. We're going to go to and talk to people, and people were like, yeah, let's talk about logistics. And then when we get there, it was like, done. People were like, no, I don't want to talk to you. We're like, oh.
We're going to truck yards. There's no trucks there all day.
Yeah. That was quite interesting too. I thought for me that episode was kind of neat because we went to drive around the area too. We got to see some cool stuff, and we had some good insight from Evan. I think Evan brought a lot to the table in the way of thinking about trucking in that one that a lot of people don't get to really realize.
Yeah. Even some of the conversations we had off camera were kind of insightful on your everyday life and growing and stuff like that. So I think even though these, you know, we intended to put out content for our viewers and stuff, I think this is helping us individually grow and, you know, have these conversations as well outside of, I guess, posting one now, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, I think one of the ones that we haven't aired yet, because we just recently recorded the one with Pure Later that we're just waiting to get put out to everybody. One of the interesting questions Jay asked us was like, what's your guys' intention with this? Yeah. You know, we kind of been humming around just trying to educate people, trying to put something different out there and some different content. And the more we do it every time, I think that's the what we want to redefine is what we're trying to do and how we're trying to do it. Like, are we trying to educate people on logistics? Are we trying to get more people attracted to logistics? I don't know. It's still evolving. But I think there's a lot of those that pieces are in there, right? And a lot of it's been, you know, we kind of winged it in what we call the first season, the first 10 episodes.
Yeah.
I think the next couple episodes are going to be a little bit different, a little bit us trying different things. We have some cool ideas out there. So I think we're moving in the right direction for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely think the next few episodes we're going to put out are going to be entertaining and educational. I think, I don't know, for the most part, I think all our episodes have incorporated a little bit of everything. It's either been entertainment, some value, some education, right? So I think, you know, that's a good way a good approach we've been taking, right? Instead of only focusing too much on like education. Education is a good thing, but like, I feel like if structuring a certain way, education becomes a bit boring and, you know, we might not retain that viewership, right? So it's interesting.
Yeah, that's another thing we're kind of looking at. How do we get, I don't know about more viewers, how do we spread the word and kind of get out there? And I think we were excited, and I am excited. We got to 100 people who follow us on
that's all 100 followers, 102 now, I think.
Oh, yeah.
On our Launch It LinkedIn page. And if you're not following, make sure you follow our LinkedIn page so you get the latest updates.
Yeah, 102. Like, a lot of people be like, oh, it's 102, but I don't know. I got excited about it. See, those little things got me excited watching. Even the comments I have with people outside of this, you know, they talked to me, they reached out to me, and there's other bloggers, other vloggers, and other whatever you want to call it, have reached out to me and were like, hey, you know, we like your content. We like to follow you. I'm like, oh, you know, I wasn't expecting that, right? So
yeah, that's even with myself. I went to a family friend's dinner about a couple weeks ago, and one of the guys like, hey, I saw that you started a podcast, and this is someone I've only met like a couple of times because he kind of married into the family, right? So he's still new to the family, and we started talking, and he kind of he started asking me questions of how do you put on Spotify, how do you do this and that, and like for me, we're still a beginner level, but like for him, he saw that we're regularly posting, so he thought like, you know, we've been doing this for a while, right? So it's just kind of interesting to see that side of like other, like we said, other people are interested in starting the podcast or putting out content, so. It was kind of cool sharing my experience of what I've done so far, what I've to the point we have it, right? Even though it's a micro on a big picture type of thing, but for our micro, it's like huge to someone else who has done nothing, right?
Yeah, well, and I think that's the part a lot of people don't realize too, is coming up with a topic or getting someone interested to talk to you. It's not always easy. A lot of people want to talk to you, but to put the time in to actually have the conversation and getting them on a topic it's not the easiest thing. So thanking everybody that's been on the show so far or the podcast is paramount. So thanks, you know, Frank, Paula, Jennifer, Steve,
Gwen,
Beth, geez, who else was there? There's, I think I'm missing a couple. Shamil. Like it was just, it's been great conversations and learning little pieces about, even like you said earlier on, about each other, even the mystery people on our vlog, you know, thank you for being on it, not knowing that you're on it.
just touching on that, it'd be pretty cool if we did like a round table podcast of like some of those people that we mentioned, right?
Yeah.
That'd be a cool idea, I think.
Just kind of like a recap and kind of going back, you even getting Mystery Kevin, Evan on the podcast and be like, yeah. Where you been? Where are you going? What's new with you? Exactly. He's special guest status. And you know, and some of the ideas that we have just kind of to fill people in. So we're doing one on, like I said, with Pure later. We're hoping to do one on just the general St. Lawrence Seaway. We might do a more in-depth one eventually on what Steve touched upon on the boats going to Newfoundland by going actually to Halifax and having a look at how that looks. We want to do, even we talked about logistics in a civil sense too, because we all talked about that a lot, talking to people that work for the city. So we have a lot of great ideas on how what we're trying to get across is just timing everything and getting the right content, because we only get 10 minutes on the link on LinkedIn. We're trying to put a little bit on YouTube. We're trying to put a little bit on Spotify, but we're trying to kind of get it all worked out together. And I'm trying to always fix the whole pointing in the right direction, because I think I've got the mirror off now.
I think we can just stop doing that.
Yeah, stop doing it. Should I just keep stop. This in?
It's called, I'll edit it in. I'll like do an arrow.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, that's just, we wanted to quickly recap of what we touched upon. Thank everybody that's been on so far and kind of what we're trying to do for the next little bit. And by all means, please do reach out to us. Let us know your thoughts, suggestions. If you want to, you know, come on, or you have an idea of someone who would be interested in joining our podcast, we're open to everybody and anybody. And please do join. Come on, some final words from KP on closing statements, because he hasn't talked that much. I talk too much on these things, that's for sure.
Yeah, so yeah, like Matt said, I just want to thank everyone who's been, you know, liking our stuff, watching our stuff, sharing it. Means a lot to us. You know, we kind of started this from nothing, and, you know, we've got to 102 followers, like we said, and, you know, a lot of views, you know, coming from zero. So hopefully this is just the first 10 of many, and they get better and better each time. We'll hopefully improve, you know, our video quality, audio quality, and all that sort of stuff. So it becomes more, a little bit more engaging, because even myself, you know, these video sort of Zoom calls, they get a bit boring at times. But on that note, just thank you, and look forward for the next one, because it's going to be a huge one.
Perfect.